AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, during a forum on civil society at the Summit of the Americas, says improved relations between the U.S. and Cuba will help both countries.
We hope it'll create an environment that improves the lives of the Cuban people. Not because it's imposed by us, the United States, but through the talent and ingenuity and aspirations and the conversation among Cubans.
A Cuban delegation to that forum walked out before Obama's speech because two of the Latin American activists at the gathering were Cubans who had criticized the Castro government. A funeral will be held today for Walter Scott, a black motorist shot and killed by a white North Charleston, South Carolina police officer. Tony Winton with more.
Ronald Smith plans to remember his friend Walter Scott today.
He still should be here. He was a great friend to me.
They both worked at the same large warehouse where Scott drove a forklift.
I miss him so much, man.
Smith says Scott, who once served in the Coast Guard, had just gotten a permanent job and was looking forward to getting married.
He's a stand-up kind of guy, man.
Police are planning a full escort for the funeral procession. Tony Winton, Charleston, South Carolina.
10 San Bernardino County, California sheriff deputies have been placed on paid leave after a news video showed some of the deputies kicking and punching a suspect who had led them on a 2.5-hour chase that included a car and a stolen horse. Jim Terrell, who the attorney for Francis Pusak, tells KABC-TV Pusak's girlfriend is shocked and worried.
This is as bad, if not worse, than what they did to Rodney King. This was terrible. It kept going and going and going. She's worried, is he at brain damage? Is he conscious? What's going on?
Pusak had pleaded no contest to several criminal charges, including multiple instances of resisting arrest, attempted robbery, and animal cruelty. Also threatened to kill a sheriff's deputy in a previous call to his home. This is AP Radio News. A procession of declared or just about declared GOP presidential candidates hit the NRA convention in Nashville. Targets for most of the hopefuls, President Obama's administration, and the most talked about Democrat, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and all the other people who want to take the guns out of the hands of the good guys.
Clinton is expected to announce her candidacy tomorrow. Later this afternoon, Yankees and the Red Sox likely to be a bit sleepy when they take the field after their 7-hour, 19-inning marathon won by the Sox 6-5 early this morning. Boston center fielder Mookie Betts drove in the winning run with a sacrifice fly.
It makes it so much better. It makes it so much better being able to win. I'm sure if we lost, it'd be, you know, really, that would be a tough one to swallow.
Along with all the lead changes, the game also featured a 16-minute delay because of a power outage. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.